All right, so welcome officially. This is our Q&A call number 4. I am hoping that I'm coming through clear. I'm actually calling through my computer today. And let me put it into conversation mode. All right, so you're all unmuted right now, and could you just, am I coming through okay? Just a yes or no, or?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna put us back into Q&A mode right now, and that will mean that when it's time, you can press *6, and I'm gonna talk about a couple things, but let me just do this. Okay. So here we go. It is, I'm trying to think of the date, the 16th of December today. And we're kind of, we're coming towards the end of the 10 weeks, although I'm spacing it out a little bit more and we'll be going through the beginning of January, which is great. I like to keep things kind of spacious. And what I'm actually going to start us off with today is I wanted to do a little exercise. And those of you who are on the live call, or if you will be listening to this later on, can kind of get the benefit of it. It's a really short visualization. And what I especially like it for is when things might not be, I don't know what the word is, when you're kind of moving through some changes and moving into the new frontier. It's something that I'll often do with my clients, and it just helps to clarify things. And I feel like that's a lot of what we're doing here in this program. So what I will invite you to do is to just kind of settle into wherever you are and start to, you know, sit down, get comfortable, remove distractions if there are anything kind of in your field that might be distracting you. Just go ahead and remove that. And if it's comfortable and safe for you to do so, go ahead and close the eyes. And as you do that, start to notice your breath. So you're really just aware of the breath traveling into and out of the body. Kind of feeling it do that. And become aware of your body. As the breath is starting to move in and out, start to become aware of your body and how it feels in space and just how it feels in general, where you are at this moment. This evening, this Monday evening, full moon evening. And begin to visualize yourself outside in a grassy field. So you're out, you're in this grassy field. You might notice the breeze across your skin. Look around and notice the colors that are around you and any smells. Just kind of tuning into your environment and what's present for you in this grassy field outside. And then look toward the horizon. What do you see? What does it look like? What's out there on the horizon? Maybe nothing, but just what's out there? And now start to notice, As you gaze out through this field, you notice that there's a fence in front of you. And go ahead and walk up to the fence. As you walk up to it, notice what it's made of. What color is it? How high is it? And as you continue to look around you, you find a ladder lying in the grass. What's it made out of? What color is the ladder? Is it an old ladder? Is it a new ladder? How long is it? Or tall is it? And is there anything attached to it? Do you notice anything attached to the ladder? So go ahead and take this ladder and put it up against your fence. And climb up to the top of the ladder, however tall it is. What do you see from here? Now what can you see out towards the horizon? Is it a different view? And now jump onto the other side of this fence. After you land, take some time and look around. What's it like on the other side of the fence? What do you notice around you? Is it different? Run around and play and have some fun if that feels like something you want to do. Just kind of enjoy this space and take it in. And just bring your attention back to your breath. Taking a nice deep breath, maybe stretching your arms overhead, feeling the chair or whatever's supporting you underneath you. Feel the air on your skin. Hear the sounds around you in the room. And then put your hands over your eyes and slowly open your eyes with the hands covering them. And then slowly lower your hands. And start to notice the color and shapes around you in the room as you come back. So what I'd like for you to do is just take a moment right now to jot down whatever you saw. You know, what did you see on the horizon? What was your fence like? What was in the field? What was your ladder like? What was on the other side of the fence once you jumped over? What was your experience like there? So you can start to jot down just a few notes. Doesn't have to be elaborate. And take a moment to do that right now. And if not a lot came up, don't worry about it. Just whatever was there, whatever was there. And you can go back to this as much as you like. And so as you're doing this, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this visualization so that you might want to make some additional notes based on what I share. The fence represents your barriers. The ladder is your support system. The other side of the fence is your future. So if that illuminates anything for you from that experience, then you might want to make a few additional notes based on what I just shared. So hopefully, maybe you learned something. You know, and again, it's sort of this metaphorical subconscious exercise that I like. I find that people usually discover something new. So hopefully that was the case for you. And like I said, you can go back to this and listen to it again. All right. So what I want to do at this point, I do have some questions and comments that were sent in to me that I'll address. But first, I want to honor everyone who's on the live call and invite you to press *6 if you want to share something or say hello or ask a question about anything at all that has to do with this program. So it could be week 1. It doesn't matter. So just press *6 and you will be unmuted. Do I have any takers? You can share anything. I am an open book right now, and maybe it's just a thought. Maybe it has to do with visualization. Doesn't matter. Maybe it has to do with a nondescript struggle that you're going through. Well, I'm not sure. Hopefully you're not having any trouble unmuting yourselves. Let me see here. Okay. So just, well, we're in Q&A, yes. Okay, so I'm going to assume that nobody wants to say anything right now. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that after I go over an emailed question here. And it's kind of a big one. It's kind of a fun one, and I'm glad it was asked. Okay, so this I got a couple weeks ago. And let me just scroll down a little bit. Okay, so this was the email that I got. Since beginning this program, I am pretty much eating an animal protein at every meal with great results. I don't eat red meat or pork, but do eat eggs, chicken, turkey, fish. Meat does wonders for my energy levels, and I feel more satisfied with less craving. I want to be vegan or vegan. Anna, in your experience, is there a point after balancing the blood sugar, healing the adrenals, etc., that healthy veganism, vegetarianism is possible, or is it just better for some, if not all, constitutions to eat a little meat? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. This looks like it's a different question. So I'm going to address this first question. And it's a great question, and I will share that I actually struggle, I have struggled with this conundrum myself of my ideal world is that I would be a vegan or a vegetarian, that I would not eat any animal protein. That's really my ideal world. And my reality is that I felt better when I ate some animal protein, that I literally just felt better and I noticed different results in my body. So what I say about this is that our bodies really, like, if we can be open to listening to our bodies more than being attached to a way of being, then you'll be doing yourself a huge service. So I'm going to say that again. If you can listen to the wisdom of your body, instead of being attached to a particular way of eating or you know, all of that, as long as you're not doing harm to other people. And, I mean, of course, we get into the question of doing harm to animals. But I say, you know, get the highest quality meat that you can, humanely raised. I mean, like, get to know a local supplier and go visit the farm. Connect with that. There's something very sacred about that. There really is. And I'm also want to honor the whole being a vegan vegetarian and that piece. What I do want to say is that particularly for women, I find that it can be important to keep some kind of animal protein in your diet, even if it's just like a couple times a week. So eventually, can that shift for you, Jill? This is Jill who sent this in. I believe yes, but what I do encourage you to do is to say, God, you know, I'd love to move in that direction. Maybe I'll never be like, quote, perfect about that, whereas you may be maybe still including some animal protein. So that said, I also sent you some resources on some protein powders. They're not a replacement for animal protein. It's different. It's just, it behaves differently in your body. And anybody who has, actually, you know, honestly, anybody who's got really bad or even just moderate to mild to moderate digestive stuff going on, animal protein seems to work really well, as does it for the adrenals and for blood sugar, all of which she mentioned in her question. But including a high quality protein powder can be a nice augment and maybe not have you feel like you have to eat animal protein all the time. But that's something to investigate and for yourself. In addition to that, I am a huge fan of making bone broths. That means making homemade chicken soup with the bones and drinking the broth. Or taking actually beef bones. I don't personally eat red meat, but I will go and get the 100% grass-fed beef bones and I'll make a broth. I'll just cook them with vegetables and then strain it out. And I'll actually share a resource on making that. It's pretty straightforward. It's not that difficult, but you probably want a little more information on that. I like to add a little apple cider vinegar when I cook them because it helps to pull all the alkaline minerals out. The thing about bone broth is that you're not really getting the amino acids that you get from the meat. However, you are getting a lot of alkaline minerals, and there's a certain healing that's provided through the gelatin that's created. You can also do gelatin. Again, I'm sharing this not because it's a substitute for that, but it can help somebody to eat less animal protein when you include the bone broth. It's also incredibly healing for the gut and great for the adrenal glands. So, and it's allowing you to get more of the whole food. If you're eating meat, I actually feel like you should definitely be having bone broth because it is creating an alkaline balance to the acidity of the protein in the meat. I'm gonna send you a little resource on doing the bone broth. They're pretty easy. And then also I discovered a resource on actually getting gelatin doesn't have a lot of garbage in it. That's really clean, and you can also use gelatin. There's a lot of benefits to gelatin, and from your hair, skin, nails, anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, a lot of great stuff. So that's kind of like if you want to be a little more convenient and maybe on the vegetarian spectrum. Okay, so that's what I'm going to say about that. That's kind of my answer for now. Okay, and I think, great, okay, so it looks like she also just wanted to share some feedback. So far this holiday weekend, which was Thanksgiving, so it was a couple of weeks ago, has been about falling off the horse, noticing and getting back on. Before we started this program, I was suffering from bloating, digestive issues, and troublesome energy dips. I've eliminated gluten, drastically reduced sugar, almost eliminated, and focused on green smoothies with superfoods and protein and greens for meals, soaked cooked grains at night. I'm careful to intersperse satisfying snacks throughout the day so that I don't get ravenously hungry. I'm bringing more mindfulness to my eating. I feel so much better, and I haven't even eliminated coffee yet or officially started the sugar detox or the biotic cleanse, all of which I intend to do. Awesome. I'm enjoying the Thanksgiving holiday. I put myself on the back for eating okay, I'm enjoying the Thanksgiving holiday and I have to pat myself on the back for eating moderately. Still, I ask myself, why is the social world so fraught with food and that I'll regret later if I eat it? Food that essentially makes me sick. How can I grow my stamina to just say no, to put my fork down at a reasonable time, as Pamela put it on our forum, and be the voice of reason and advocate for my own health rather than just going along with what is available when I'm in the situation. I'm pretty good at this, but I could do better. I feel like I need to give myself even more permission to be committed to my own health. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I want to address that and say that this all has to do with what I call a loving discipline to yourself, and that you kind of have to draw a line in the sand and say to yourself, I am committed lovingly to doing what is in my highest good, knowing that that is in service to everybody around you. So I used to feel kind of sheepish about my choices, my lifestyle choices, and what, you know, what made me sick versus what made me feel good and all of that. And I used to be that way a little bit. And what I noticed is that people would not really respect my decisions, okay? And I also wasn't sharing fully my lifestyle. And then I made a shift, and I was like, no, you know what? This is really important to me. And I just kind of did it without judgment. And this is really key. If you can just not, I don't even get, Jill, that you're judging anybody. I don't think you are at all. But sometimes people think that you're judging them when you make certain decisions. And so if you can be really clear, like, this is really what makes me feel good, thank you so much, whatever it is, and just come at it from an open-hearted educational standpoint. A lot of times with people, what ends up happening is sometimes people get a little miffed, I mean, and that's their stuff, but oftentimes they're curious, or, you know, this week I'm going to be making some grain-free, like gluten-free treats, holiday treats. I'm going to be passing them out. I'm going to be sharing them with my friends. And like everybody welcomes this. And then they're like, wow, what is that? And I'm just doing it from the heart. I'm not trying to convert them, nothing like that. But it does take this discipline, right? And I mean that in a really positive way. And to set your own parameters, to be like, this is okay, this isn't okay. It's really about setting your own boundaries and creating healthy boundaries around what you want to do for yourself, regardless of what anybody else is doing or saying or thinking, and really standing in that ground. And it'll be a process, Jill. I don't know if that really answers your question. I mean, I'm hoping it does. But to kind of shift that perspective instead of, like, this is so hard, to this is not a big deal. I can do this. I have tons of support. I have the support I need. And that's how I feel with myself. And I approach it that way. Like, I really don't feel like, oh, my God, this is a pain. It's like things, little magical things arise. I went to a holiday party last night, and they had this gluten-free pasta. It was like a pizza party. And they had this gluten-free pasta specifically prepared for me, and I think somebody else was too, but it was just like served with a smile, and nobody blinked, and it was really wonderful. So I think it's a lot about how you present it within yourself. So kind of work internally a little bit first, and then, you know, allow that to percolate out a bit more. Okay, so I'm going to touch on something, one more thing. I sent out an alternative to the Biotics Cleanse, because the Biotics Cleanse has been on back order for a while now, and there's some stuff with the reformulation of a particular product, and I ended up sending out something called the Repairvite Cleanse. It's different, and it's an awesome cleanse, and actually is a little less expensive than the Biotics, and it's specifically very, very good for cravings, for food intolerances and allergies, for blood sugar, and digestive problems, especially if there's any gastritis, if you have any IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, if there's parasites, candida. So all of that, it's really awesome for. And I found that people that do it, their digestion really gets like nice and smooth, and it's not an aggressive cleanse. It is probably not quite as convenient as Biotics. It's convenient. I think it's still convenient, but it's not as convenient in that you don't have these shakes that kind of replace-ish meals. It's something to consider if you are not wanting to be on back order with biotics indefinitely, and or any of what I shared with you, like specifically if there's really some digestive stuff going on, I would highly recommend it. So I just wanted to make that note because you'll also ask me a little question about that. And I'm going to go ahead and open it up again. If you, to those of you on the call, if you have a question or a comment, or just something that you want to share, you know, how are your holidays going? What are you struggling with? What's a win? You can press star 6. Hello?
Hi, Anna. This is Pamela.
Hey, Pamela.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
I know. It's great to talk to you, too.
I don't know that I have a specific question, but I'm halfway through. I committed to doing the sugar cleanse for 28 days. And not that I'm counting, but today is day number 15, so I just passed halfway. And I'm noticing I am using stevia in my tea and a little bit of xylitol, and I am finding that it's not quite satisfying. Like stevia in my tea, it makes it sweet, but it doesn't, there's something missing. It feels different on my tongue somehow. It's like a dry sweet instead of a wet sweet. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'm looking for a better sweet because that's my craving. It's not a sugar craving anymore. That's shifted. But my body definitely wants sweets, and DMs satisfy, but I need a quick sweet for on the go. I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
That's a really good question. And so you're on day 15. Before you started the sugar cleanse, what were you experiencing? Were you experiencing a lot of cravings? Were you experiencing blood sugar stuff? Like, was there anything specifically that you were experiencing around that you can share with me?
Yeah, so I realized a long time ago that if I have protein with sugar, it doesn't affect my blood sugar, which is, I don't know if that's good or bad that I know that. So I've been able to skirt that issue for a while, but I did have a lot of cravings for sugar.
Okay.
And once I have some, and then I want more, and then I want more and more and more. But now that it's cleared out of my system, I'm not craving a cookie. I would be delighted with a strawberry, but I can't have that on the cleanse.
Right. Any other things that were sort of indicating like mood stuff that was happening for you? What can you share with me? What was the main intention or the main intentions that prompted you to do the cleanse and to do it for 28 days?
Right. Well, I don't like the idea of being controlled by a substance. I feel that was my relationship with sugar.
Okay.
There was a level of addictiveness, I think. That doesn't feel good. I didn't want that. I did have mood swings. I have 30 pounds that I'd really like to let go of, and despite being really active and careful about what I eat, nothing really shifts there, so I was hoping that the cleanse would kind of help me reset, and then with the healthy habits would lead to weight loss. So those are the two main reasons. And I chose the 28 days to do a full moon cycle because it's important to me to work with the cosmos.
Right. And what were you putting in your tea before?
Honey or stevia.
Okay.
Or no, honey, I'm sorry, honey or agave.
Okay. So what I'm thinking that you could kind of toy with here might be, and do you feel like it's a real like physiological craving for that? Like your body's like, I need something that doesn't feel so dry, but that's sweet.
Yeah.
What about licorice?
That's brilliant. I really do it. Licorice tea.
Yeah, if you can get, because licorice is, it has a moisture to it.
Yes.
And a sweetness.
Yes, yes. Love it. So besides, Yogi has a tea that I like, Egyptian licorice. Any other else? Could you eat licorice?
I'm familiar with the Yogi tea. They have the Egyptian licorice and they have the mint. I think they have a mint licorice. You might even get like a licorice tincture that you could put into other teas.
Uh-huh.
I'm not exactly sure where you get that. I'll be totally honest. But I've made my own licorice tea, something like mountain rose herb, and gotten there, sifted, you know, chopped licorice, whatever it is, and just added it to a tea. But I think there's probably a little extract or a tincture that you can find, and that would be another option.
Yes, that's great. That will definitely help these next couple of weeks. Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to share with that or ask?
I do want to say that I'm surprised at how easily it's going.
Awesome.
I thought it would be a lot harder, but after the first few days, I got into the habit of doing things differently, and kind of bored now, which is not at all what I expected. So that's good. I'm happy being bored on a cleanse.
I love it. Well, as long as you're happy being bored. I'm happy with that. If you find that you need some excitement, I guess it can come from other facets of your life.
Right. But this is much better than struggling constantly, which is what I expected. So.
Right, exactly. Cool. Well, thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And asking. And like, keep me posted how the licorice is or what you find.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to sign off now. Thanks again.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Pamela. So does anybody else want to share anything? A comment, question? I've been seeing a few of you kind of pop on and off, so hopefully nobody's having trouble staying on the call. You can press *6 if you want to share something, ask a question, offer a comment. I know it's it's that time of year, the holidays, the quintessential, we all have that. It can be a busy time, and maybe feel a little overwhelming. And so I'm just going to invite you to like take a deep breath, come back to what your intention is, excuse me, for this time for yourself. And, you know, I really just think it's like a time to enjoy. All right. So again, you can press star six. I'm going to kind of do like one last call, and then we can wrap up if that looks like it's it. Okay, well, it looks like that's it. And I'm just going to invite you to email me if there are any questions or comments or anything that you want to share. I'll use the online Facebook group. I know there's a few of you who are not on that. So those of you who aren't, do email me directly at Anna@yogabodynutrition.com. Otherwise, the online group is great, and we'll offer, you know, that's really like our support network. I'm trying to be on there as often as I can, and then, you know, you guys are all there to support each other. I am going to keep that open indefinitely, and you can definitely use that resource for as long as you like. And in addition, we'll be stretching things out a little bit through the beginning of January, which I think you'll really appreciate. And we'll have a couple more Q&A calls. I actually think our next one isn't until January, I'm hoping, because I feel like that it may be in greatest service to all of you to have that happen. But I have to check the schedule, and I'll keep you updated if there are any changes or shifts, obviously. Last call, star six, you can unmute yourself. Okay. Well, pleasure to see you all on the call and to hear one of you, and hopefully something resonated for you, was helpful, was supportive on this Q&A call, and I will connect with you very soon on the Facebook group, email, on our next call, and happy holidays. Yeah, really sending a big hug and many blessings through this dark time of the year, through this celebratory time of the year, and we'll connect very soon.